You know, that was a wonderful example of how disenfranchised some women feel and how hard it is sometimes to get traction and get started. That somewhat takes us back to our point about how it really has to be a village and it has to be everyone involved. And we can't just look to other women and we can't just look to necessarily people who are considered very successful. There's often people out there who are willing to help us. And there's often different paths that we can take to our own passion and our own success.
You know, and one of the things is the training that you need to do what you want to do and really getting out there and finding where that training might be available. I know for women conductors, one of the reasons that women were not in front of orchestras earlier on is that the training was not available. Mm-hmm. And so nowadays, pretty much almost everything you would want to do might be available at a community college, at a university, different organizations. I think the volunteering was an excellent idea because what a great way to see behind the scenes how something is done in the field of your passion.
And what a great way to showcase your own talents and your own passion.
Yeah. So you have to strategically figure out what you want to do, what organizations might be doing things that are parallel, and get involved with those organizations.
I think that that women have to also appreciate how far we've come. There was a wonderful, wonderful program on the other night about the history of the women's movement. It was on television and it was on PBS, and I was just riveted and quite frankly, not to give away my age, but I had been through most everything that they were showing on that program. And I likened it to a girlfriend in an email, kind of like childbirth. You forget about the pain because otherwise you wouldn't do it again. And that is really the way I felt when I looked at this two-hour special on the history of the women's movement. I had forgotten that we could not buy a car without a man's signature. We could not have a credit card without a man's signature. I remember getting my first really good job, and I was so thrilled. And I went to buy my first car, an Oldsmobile Cutlass. And I walked into the showroom, and I was just so excited. And I had my balloon burst very quickly by the salesman, and it sounds like a movie, but it absolutely happened to me, by a salesman who said, well, you come back when you have a man who will co-sign the papers with you.
Wow.
Those kinds of things really did happen, and I think it's important for us to appreciate how far we've come, and I think it's also important for this generation of younger women in their 20s and their early 30s to not forget about the struggle. You can always lose ground. Nothing is written in stone, and where we are now seems like we've always been here, but we haven't. Diane, do you have any stories? Stephanie, do you have any stories about being kind of discriminated against?
Oh, yes. I think I'm just about as old as you are, and so I have lived through those times. I remember trying to raise money to start my business, and the banks would not loan the money to me unless my husband, at the time, co-signed for it. And he knew nothing about the company, nothing about the business, but it was his signature that mattered. And it took a long time before they started to recognize me as the business owner. So there were a lot of those trials and tribulations. But I think that what is most important right now is that women have such choice. They can choose to do and be anything they want. And some women will choose to have great careers or to be entrepreneurs, and some women will choose to be mothers mm-hmm. and wives and take care of families. Mm-hmm. And all of those roles are equally important.
Very important that we honor all of those roles. I think what we've seen recently with the Yahoo CEO pulling everybody back into the office and the outcry over that, I think it's important that we understand that choosing to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom, or choosing to put your family first, and maybe either putting your career on hold or not having a career at all, except as a wife and mother and homemaker, is a perfectly valid choice for a woman. And I think it's important for us to honor that and recognize it.
Yeah, I think for me, it's follow your passion. You know, you only get one chance to live your life, so why not live your life as you would love to live your life, and do what you want to do, and realize that you can, that it's possible.